This is the Texas Standard.
Also on this Monday, signs that a 6.5-year-old class action lawsuit over the system of foster care in Texas may be reaching a climax. This is the case in which a federal judge found Texas's foster care system to be so dangerous as to be unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack has called the system that cares for some 10,700 kids broken. Well, now Robert Garrett of the Dallas Morning News is reporting Texas could be forced to recruit thousands of foster parents as the crisis in Child Protective Services continues. Bob, great to have you join us again on The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
First, we should spell out the nature of this crisis for those who haven't been keeping up. Just how bad has it gotten?
Well, for many years, you know, the state recruited most of the foster homes, but then sometime in the late 80s, early 90s, David, it shifted to mostly private agencies. And then we started to have in the 2000s and beyond episodic sort of crises where there would be kids dying in foster care and some bad operators exposed. And so there's been a push now for 7 or 8 years by the state to try to sort of further privatize it as the way to solve it by putting one company in charge in a region. But lo and behold, a group of children's rights lawyers out of New York City sued Texas in a class action suit in 2011. And now those chickens are coming home to roost. Yeah. We're getting close to a decision.
So these are court-appointed special masters who are coming up with what sounds an awful lot like a roadmap for reform. When you report that the state might have to recruit foster parents under their plan, what would that involve? How would the state actually recruit foster parents?
Well, the state is going to have to, since it's almost entirely reliant on private child placing agencies, most of which are nonprofit, many of which have a historic religious church affiliation, it's going to have to really shake a stick to say we've got to have more and we've got to have them in these places. There's some places on the map that have a surplus, but they're in the wrong places. It's not clear how the state is going to do this, but we have the legislature passed a bill sort of, as I said, putting privatization on steroids and going to community-based care where a local nonprofit will be the vendor over all the other contractors, subcontractors, and it will be in charge of placing the kids and managing their services eventually.
Well, now the CPS has been trying to institute reforms already. I mean, the Dallas Morning News and others have been reporting that foster kids were having to sleep in offices, in state offices and that sort of thing. We have heard these horrible, tragic stories of kids falling through the cracks after caseworkers come by and visit and then kids are found dead. There have been changes at the top. I mean, there have been salary increases in an attempt to cut the caseworker turnover rate. So what's CPS saying about these special master's recommendations?
The CPS is basically saying we're improving the system on our own, thank you, and we don't need a federal judge to monitor us. But it's not clear whether the state is going to win at the Fifth Circuit and be able to get rid of this judge looming over everything it does in child welfare for the next few years, David.
I'm curious about some of the other recommendations that these court-appointed advisors have identified. What else do they say needs to change?
Well, they've said all along that we need more caseworkers called conservatorship workers who actually get to know the foster kids and they're linked to the courts and to services. And those in the past, the Judge Jack was extremely critical of the fact that many of the kids in long-term foster care didn't even know who their CPS worker was. So they're trying to stabilize that workforce. The state actually has hired a whole bunch of new conservatorship workers. And so the caseloads there, particularly if you count them by children, are not that far above what the special masters are now saying it should be. But there's a host of other things they want better. They want an electronic case file on each kid that has a recent photo in case they run away, that has all their health care and mental health information, so that everyone who's serving this kid knows the full picture, if they're authorized to know the full picture. So there's a host of things Judge Jack and her masters want. And Texas is basically saying, we're improving this system, and if we try to do everything you're saying, it'll mess up our efforts. So we're going to let Ken Paxton sort of challenge it on a states' rights argument in New Orleans pretty soon.
Indeed. Ken Paxton, as you report, is waiting to pounce. Bob Garrett is covering this story as Austin Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to his latest, texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.